To auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday. Joining Missy into the show was some technical difficulties this morning. I apologize for that. But we also didn't get into the website that I want to make sure you guys check out online, on your phone, on your computer, truckerrandyhealth.com. This is the website that Missy created about me. It has my screenshots there. It has my information absolutely right there for you to see. Before and after pictures, both front and side view, as well as the screenshots. Screenshots of the scale on the app that is connected to your phone when you do the program. You download this app. You have this scale that Missy provides. And every morning, after you go to the bathroom, you get on the scale exactly at the same time. And it gives you your weight. It gives you your body fat. It gives you your visceral fat. And it gives you your muscles, weight, skeletal muscles, weight, as well as your body percentage of water. April 23rd, 2023, we met Missy down at her office in Battle Creek. I got on the scale, and I weighed 296.9, almost 297, April 23rd, 2023. Body fat, 41.8%. I was over 40%. Basically, two-fifths of my body was pure fat. The visceral fat, that yellow, guttural, ugly yellow fat, was at 21%. And my water was down to 42%. 4 months, 4 days later, August 27, 2023, I weighed 217. I was down basically 80 pounds. My yellow, ugly visceral fat was cut in half. It went from 21 down to 10. And my body fat was down to 26.1 from 41.8. And my hydration, the percentage of water in my body, was up to 53.3%. Why is that important? Because the cells were hydrated. Plump grapes versus dried up raisins. All of the supplements, all of the things that Missy provided for me during the fat burn stayed in my cells. And that's why I was able to lose 80 pounds in 4 months. Folks, I've been between 217 and 220, 222 ever since. I get up there a little bit, maybe 224, 225. I do a fast for a day. I cleanse. And basically, I'm right back down to 219, 217, 218. It works. It's that simple. But more importantly is the quality of life that she was talking about. I can bend over and tie my shoes without any heavy breathing. I can get down on the floor and pop right back up. If I need to run out to the mailbox, I can do it and get back in record speed. Getting in and out of vehicles, doing things that basically I wasn't able to do for about 20 years and didn't even realize it. This program restores all that. All you have to do is give it a try. Give her a call, talk to her, let her ask you questions about you. because every single person is different. 269-964-4044. Give her a call, set up an appointment to talk to her. That's all I'm asking you to do. Well, getting back into the discussion about candidates, one of them, a politician, Republican gubernatorial candidate, Senator Eric Nesbitt, has become the latest candidate to finally propose eliminating the state income tax as part of an economic agenda that also calls for making Michigan a right-to-work state again and creating a special state office charged with weeding out waste, fraud, and abuse across our state government. At a campaign stop in Paw Paw, Michigan, Senator Nesbitt argued Michigan is losing ground to faster-growing states and needs what he described as a bold structural change rather than incremental reforms. Other states are thriving. Other states are thriving. What's causing Michigan to keep falling behind? Nesbitt asked. Now is not the time for minor tweaks. Now it's time for bold action. As the next governor, starting on day one, I'll fight to make sure that everyone can make it in Michigan. The plan calls for fully eliminating Michigan's income tax, a move that would significantly reduce state revenues, but, according to Nesbitt, spur economic growth and attract businesses. He's also pledged that he will make Michigan a right-to-work state again, reversing the repeal the Democrats did back in 2023. Well, Republican gubernatorial candidates Perry Johnson and Mike Cox have also called for the elimination of the state income tax. Former Speaker of the House, Republican Tom Leonard, who's also running for governor, has called for a reduction in the current rate of 4.25% down to 3.9% in the first year, with a phased-out plan to remove it entirely. Well, the income tax generates $13 billion a year for a state government. Actually, the state general fund in fiscal year for fiscal year 2026, they have listed in the budget $13.6 billion. Well, Nesbitt's proposal would create also a new financial accountability and fiscal oversight office, MIFAFO. This office would target waste, fraud, and abuse across the state government. The agenda also includes expanded investment in skilled trades, including apprenticeship scholarships and opting into President Donald Trump's School Choice Scholarship Program, alongside an effort to boost reading proficiency and position Michigan to be in the top 10 in the country. Education state. So this is what is the process that we go through. Candidates decide which policies they want to run on. They come out with their policies, they come out with their statements, and then they try to get support for their candidacy. Well, out the gate, Nesbitt was not supporting eliminating the state income tax, but now he is. Is that because of Perry Johnson? Mike Cox has come out and said he supports it as well. Was that, again, because of Perry Johnson? And Tom Leonard wants to reduce it and then phase it out. So basically, we now have four candidates running for governor out there collecting signatures to get on the ballot which has to be turned in by April the 21st. We're basically 2 months away from knowing who is going to be on the ballot and who isn't going to be on the ballot. Now, one of the other candidates, Carla Wagner, she's calling up for the elimination of property taxes. She says other states that have done the state income tax elimination are now having revenue issues. So it's not income taxes the problem, it's property taxes. Well, as a result of those statements by her, now Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, is talking about property tax reform legislatively. None of the other candidates have picked up her banner of eliminating property tax. Now, I got a very simple question for you guys. Eliminating either tax, which one would be better for you personally? Eliminating income tax or eliminating property tax? Income tax with an I or property tax with a P? Which one in your life would help you out the most? Text me, 231-360-5140. If the elimination of the income tax would help you more, text me an I. If the elimination of property tax would help you guys out more, text me a P. We're going to do this unscientific poll for the rest of this hour. I want you to text me. And even if you've never texted me before, that's fine. 231-360-5140. Text me an I if eliminating income tax would help you the most, or text me a P with property tax if getting rid of the property tax in your life would help you more money in your pocket. I'm not going to look at your text messages. I'm going to leave them unread because they stay in my phone as an unread message, and I can see the numbers and I can see the letters without actually opening your text. So again, 231-360-5140. Text me right now. I, income tax would help you the most, or P, or property tax elimination would help you and your family the most. Going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. 19 unread messages during the break. 10 of them are just phone numbers, people that I don't have stored in my phone. But this is perhaps new listeners that we have listening to the show. Greatly appreciate you guys responding to the unscientific poll. Every single one of these 19 unread messages have a P, except for Officer Rick. Of course, he has to be stubborn. He put a B for both. He wants to get rid of the income tax and property taxes. But let's start off with, first one to report in as we were heading out to the break, Rod Wheeler, down in Lake County. He's a P. Joe in Wolverine. P, 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 P. Okay, got it. Oh, God. John and Julie down in Bay City. They're a P. Donna and Jerry up in Hessel. Again, Officer Rick, B for both. Nancy in Cedarville. She's a P. Todd in Pickford. He's a P. And then I've got 10 other phone numbers in here with no names. 989 area codes, mostly a couple of, 231. Even got one 734. That's somebody down in the Oakland County, Plymouth, Canton area. So greatly appreciate you guys participating. Again, if you're listening and you haven't heard in the previous segment, these Republican candidates now all flocking behind Perry Johnson about getting rid of the income tax. Mike Cox, Tom Leonard, these people wanting to get on board now, Eric Nesbitt. Well, it's because the commercials that Perry Johnson's been running, both radio and TV, and getting the ear of President Donald Trump, because this could end up being a topic that gets Donald Trump's attention. He knows the other states very, very well. Florida, Texas. No income tax states around the country that voted for Donald Trump. He knows the people like his agenda, and they all come from no income tax states. And ironically, they're the two major states that are attracting new population. Texas, Florida, leading the pack in people moving there. So is this something that now has finally gotten the attention of the politicians, hearing the will of the people? If I'm able to get Perry Johnson on the show, that's one thing I'm going to ask him. Perry, I know you're leading on getting rid of the state income tax, but there's one candidate out there that's been talking about eliminating property taxes, and she's getting a lot of attention, a lot of traction on it. And a lot of you have asked me about the signatures. Well, Carla is still going through them, looking at the 180-day window to see if they were successful in collecting enough signatures to put it on the ballot. So we'll talk to Carla today after the show, get an update on that, maybe even have her on the show to talk about it. But something has got to be done to fix the state of Michigan. Spending is completely out of control. Governor Gretchen Whitmer going to give her State of the State address on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. $88.1 billion. When other states are basically half that amount. Just completely ridiculous spending in this Lansing state government. Is it going to change? Well, there's only one way to get it changed, folks. You got to get a new governor. You got to help the Republicans get back the majority in the Senate, and then we can do the trifecta back on the Democrats. I hate to say it, but it's the only way you're going to truly fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan. Ms. P says, only reason any candidate wants to eliminate any taxes is because of Carla Wagner. Well, I can't necessarily argue with that. And with your vote, Ms. P, for property taxes to be eliminated, obviously you realize that this is something that would help you out the most. That's why you're supporting her. That's why you're collecting signatures and mailing them into her campaign. You see, one thing you have to understand, folks, it's ideas. That's why we have primaries. Question is going to be whether Carla is going to get enough signatures to get on the ballot for governor. As a partisan candidate, Republican, she's got to turn in at least 15,000 valid signatures. Now, these other candidates who are paying for their signatures, like Perry Johnson and perhaps Eric Nesbitt and others, is they can turn in 30,000. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care.